Council group is on its way, it's the end of the year, but I am mindful that Council Noble has to be on all six, so I will kind of start if councillors are happy with that. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our special council meeting for today, Wednesday the 10th of February. I declare the meeting open at 5:35, and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gadigal people whose land we're on this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadigal elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome, everyone.
Okay, recording of attendance as listed with the change there of apologies with Councillor Melville being here. Councillor Hooper is going past the race course, I believe, so he is on his way. So we'll just leave him and note his attendance when he does arrive. Item 3.3, approved leave of absence, there are nil. Item 4, public time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. Also, the public is reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Everyone, that includes mobile phones, that includes iPads, that includes importantly, it also applies to the public in the gallery. There's no permitted use of phones, mobile phones, for any recording, note-taking, any purpose in accordance with section 6.16 of our standing orders. So if we can please just abide by that, that would be appreciated. Because this is our standing orders, these are quite clear, section 6.16, so it can't be disputed, it's quite clear within our standing orders.
It's clear, so this, Madam Mayor, it is clear that no audio will be taken of the meeting.
It says no, any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings.
To record the proceedings, that's exactly right.
So that's what our local law is.
So,
second section.
Does that mean councillors are not permitted to use any electronic device as well?
To record the meeting, yes. So if you're using your iPad to follow the agenda and your agenda is on there, yes, but you're not allowed to send any text messages, you're not allowed to send any emails, you need to be focused on the business of council. You're at the business, the decision-making table.
Madam Mayor, if we are allowed to use an iPad or a phone within the meeting, then I don't see why public can.
We're not permitted to use phones.
People are using phones to, you know, to check the agenda, to write notes.
No one has it on their phone. We've got staff and we've got a councillor who's trialling using the hub. He is only using that on his iPad. There's no one that's using a phone. CEO?
So, Madam Mayor, Standing Order 6.17.4. also provides for the prevention of disturbance, and the person shall ensure that his or her mobile telephone is not switched on or used during any meeting of the council or a committee.
So it's quite clear.
On top of 661.
So this.
Yes. Can I ask a question, a clarification? If, for example, a person is using a little portable computer or a pad, then they need to switch that on to the electronic supplier, right, so that they can actually manipulate data up and down. It's not recording meetings, I've noticed you on occasions you actually use one in here as well.
Not for committee meetings and not for ordinary council meetings.
Right, so
I'm not going to take any further debate or discussion on it. Our standing orders are our standing orders and they are approved, so we all need to adhere, and this is a timely reminder to adhere to our standing orders. So this is public time for a special council meeting. When it's a special council meeting, any public questions or public statements must relate to the items on tonight's agenda. We only have two items on tonight's agenda, that being number one, wealth management framework, short-term investment of airport lease funds, and number two, Port Hedland International Airport long-term lease, baseline contamination report, award of contract. So all questions and statements must pertain and relate to those two items. CEO?
I'll let you complete public time first, Madam Mayor.
So 4.1 is public question time. So I declare public question time for this special council meeting open at 5:40 p.m. Do I have any public questions? Okay, I declare public question time closed at 5:40 p.m. 4.2, public statement time. I declare public statement time open at 5:40. Are there any public statements? Okay, I also declare public statement time closed at 5:40 p.m. Okay, item 5, questions from members without notice and must also pertain to these two items. Deputy Mayor?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have one. Going through the auditor's report, it stated that the town's investment policy did not comply with the Act. Has the investment policy been updated to comply with those areas that didn't comply?
See you.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the town's investment policy does comply with the Local Government Act, and we've had subsequent advice from the auditors, which confirms their error and advises that they are comfortable that the town's investment policy does meet the requirements of the Local Government Act. Dated 1st of July last year, so Hi Lorraine, having further examined the issue relating to her investment policies, I acknowledge your investment policy is compliant with Regulation 19C. Apologies for any inconvenience caused. Russell Barnes, partner, more Seaholes.
Madam Mayor, why was that not put in the in all of the information that we received in the audit reports? I didn't see that advice at all.
See you.
So, Madam Mayor, the original report from Moore Stevens was tabled at the Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting. May last year. And then I understand that the document was just relayed to elected members for further information in the lead up to this week's ARG meeting.
Okay.
So, Madam Mayor, we do have a status report on that document which is being prepared, and we're either improvements or amendments such as that have been made, they've been made to the status report of that document.
Councillor Gillingham?
Oh yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. From that last question, Madam Mayor, then the status report then still being put together and will be presented to councillors at a later date?
See
you? Yes, through you, Madam Mayor, will be presented to the ARG.
Okay. In regard to the workshops regarding legalities on Saturday, was any of the information discussed with the McLeod's lawyers at the workshop to do with tonight's 7.1? Was any information furnished to the councillors about any legal advice for tonight since we last met as a council at a council meeting regarding 7.1?
No.
Thank you. Any legal notes from the workshop on Saturday, when will they be furnished to the councillors? I did request notes, Madam Chair, and you said no worries was in your text reply.
Okay. They're already in everyone's pigeonholes. All the slides from the day were made available. So the training that's being referred to was training for elected members on councillor roles and responsibilities. So those PowerPoint slides are in everyone's pigeonholes.
So, Madam Chair, I was here yesterday, but nothing was passed to me and nothing was in my pigeonhole yesterday. So could you please check up on that? Thank you.
Sure.
That's it. Thank you.
Councillor Hooper?
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Riff?
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Melville?
Yes, Madam Mayor, in regards to 7.1.1 of the agenda in front of us, have the minutes from the Order of Risk and Governance Committee from yesterday been distributed?
No, but certainly we will be sharing the outcomes of that, but certainly the meeting was only held yesterday afternoon and went till quite late, so the 4 minutes are still being prepared. But we will be able to share the outcome that relates to this item. Councillor Newbury?
I just want to relate to what Troy just said too. I think that the minutes from our agenda last night from the Governance Committee that would have gone in compliment with this on our outcome last night. And it's just disappointing that all the councillors don't have it.
Well, they will have it and we'll certainly talk about it at the conclusion of this meeting. So there's no problem there. Councillor Whitwell?
I'm just wondering whether we can change the order of business, and that's in look at 7.1.2 first. I noticed one of the councillors only got a certain amount of time.
So, Madam Mayor, I can probably help with that.
Okay, see ya.
So, Madam Mayor, I'm suggesting that 7.2.1 is withdrawn from tonight's agenda, given that 7.1.1,
yeah.
The Wealth Management Framework, be withdrawn from the agenda. Based on the discussions of last night's Audit, Risk and Governance Committee, and also based on the resolution of the 27th of January, which required us to seek legal advice, which we're in the process of seeking that legal advice. We'll have that advice by next week, and we'll therefore retable the item together with that legal advice in its entirety.
That's great.
So, as you'd be aware, last night, officers only sought to have part of that item considered, and that was in terms of the short-term investment prospectus.
Any further questions, Councillor?
No, that's fine.
Great. Okay, thank you. All right. Item 6, declaration by all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Let the vote record 8-0. Thank you. Okay, disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 7, reports of officers. Item 7.1.1, Wealth Management Framework, short-term investment of airport lease funds. As articulated just now by the CEO, this item has been withdrawn and will be considered at the ordinary council meeting. The outcome and the resolution that relates to this item from last night's Audit Risk Governance Committee will be circulated to all councillors. It is just a preliminary minutes. They haven't the full set and suite of minutes from that meeting and are unconfirmed as they haven't been confirmed from last night, but they'll be distributed so everyone knows what took place last night. Okay, item...
Point of clarification on that 7.11.
Yep.
Why have we held a special council meeting to consider the item without the legal advice that we asked for? And now we turn up to the meeting and it's withdrawn.
It's withdrawn largely on the basis of the discussion and the resolution from last night. So as you remember, the full item that was considered and the full legal advice that pertained to this item was split and was broken out from the 27th of January OCM. So the full legal advice that pertains to the whole item as was in and tabled on the 27th of January was always put forward to be considered at the February OCM, but certainly this section on the Wealth Management Framework was broken out from that. So, but given in light of last night's Audit Risk Governance meeting, in light of the legal advice that needs to be considered by all councillors, given the resolution from the Audit Risk Governance Committee of last night, I feel that it's appropriate and would enable good decision making by the council to wait till all that information is presented. So that item will be considered at the ordinary council meeting in February. Item 7.1.2, Port Hedland International Airport long-term lease baseline contamination report award of contract. We have an officer's recommendation there. We have a simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification? Councillor Riff, then Councillor Gillingham.
I just want to point out that you've got the date wrong. You've got 2016,
it should
be 15
there.
First line in the
executive
summary.
Oh, yes. Back to the future. We're ahead in the future. Okay, thank you. Councillor Gillingham?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. Having been on the airport committee for a number of years, I don't recall having any contamination report presented in the past on it with airport committees. So could you please let me know when that actually took place?
Oh, certainly. It was tabled numerous times. CEO, you might like to start, and then we'll pass over. Yep,
through you, Madam Mayor. This particular report was one of the conditions precedent to the long-term lease of the Port Hedland International Airport and requires the town and the Port Hedland International Airport Asset Proprietary Limited to jointly undertake the baseline contamination report. So it was important we got this to Council for consideration prior to the signing date of completion of the documentation for the lease.
So, Madam Chair, if I ask clarification then, why wasn't this done a long time ago at the beginning of the long-term lease sort of information sessions, etc.? Because this obviously has been around for a fair while. I know the asbestos information was always given, but all the other parts of the contamination I wasn't aware of.
The hydrocarbons issue, and certainly around the fuel in the old Ampol site, has certainly been raised, but CEO?
And some of those, Madam Mayor, have been addressed as works have been undertaken, remediation has been completed. This is a joint body of work by the OPCO, I'll call it that, and the Town of Port Hedland, in terms of satisfying the incoming lessee and satisfying the town as to what the baseline contamination report across the Port Hedland International Airport land might be. It's not indicating there is contamination, but it's ensuring there is a baseline in case there is minor contamination now, but as the lessee operates the airport for 50 years, that the town would expect it to be given back to the town in the same condition that it was handed over to the lessee.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Blanco?
Yeah, as the item is a simple majority vote, I would assume that this amount of money has already been included in the 15-16 budget. So I'm just wondering why it's come to council when it could have been approved under delegated authority.
CEO?
So through you, Madam Mayor, yes, the funds have been allocated in the budget, and the indicative figure to award the contract is less than what was budgeted for. Elected members will recall that in December I did make a commitment that I would bring tenders to council for their consideration for a period of time, and hence this item has come before council.
Any further points of clarification? I have a mover in Councillor Riff. I have a seconder, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? The motion is carried 8-0. We'll read them out so everyone can know now. The council award the baseline contamination report contract as follows. Number one, the contract is awarded under joint appointment between the Town of Port Hedland and PHIA Asset Proprietary Limited. Two, the costs of this contract are to be shared 50-50 between the Town of Port Hedland and the Port Hedland International Airport Asset Proprietary Limited. Three, request for quotation baseline contamination report is awarded to GHD for the lump sum price of $253,070, including GST, being the town's share of costs to deliver the scope of works as a request for quotation, inclusive of the quotation response and general conditions of contract. Note the request for quotation was sought from WALG approved panel member companies. That was passed 8-0, simple majority vote. Okay. Item 8, confidential items, there are nil. Item 9, closure. The date of the next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday the 24th of February, commencing at 5:30 p.m. with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 17th of February, commencing at 5:30 p.m. Well, I did ask the CEO to put the figures in, so... Well, that'll be the CEO's fault, because I asked the CEO to put that value in.
Yep, my apologies. So, sorry, can I have that then, please? So we will need to correct that, Madam Mayor. So the total tender price is $253,070. The town's share is half of that, which is $126,535.
So $126,535
is the
including
town's
share. GST?
Including GST.
Can I just get some clarification on what you've just done? You've closed the meeting, you've stated the price, and now you're changing it after the meeting's closed.
Well, it's a correction.
I haven't announced the time of the closure, so I haven't formally closed the meeting yet. I just read through when the next meetings are. Staff have then rushed up to me and have just made this information known.
I see what's happened.
And what do you mean by that comment, Councillor Blanco?
Exactly what it means. I can see what just happened.
Very interesting. All right, so the price that was read out was the total component as per part two. The 50-50 cost breakdown is half of that, the town share being $126,535 including GST. So half the value that was read out.
My apologies, Madam Mayor.
So there's no further business. I declare this meeting closed at 5:54 p.m. Councillors, I ask you to remain so that I can talk to you in regards to last night's Audit Risk Governance Committee meeting. Thank you. Thank you, members of the public. So I want to give, have we got 8 copies of that? So can we run somewhere and get 8 copies of that, please? Can you burn off 8 copies of that, please? So I just want to give everyone a copy of the resolution as it relates to that first part.
Sorry, that's just a notice as a motion. Motion's on notice. Sorry, you want the actual part 2?
Yes, that's what I asked for. What has
been
resolved?
We've got part 2. We're going to speak to part 2.
Way it makes it nice and clear, because it wasn't fair when all of council wasn't at the Audit and Risk Committee last night. So as chair of the Audit Risk Governance Committee, do you want to talk to anything before we get them printed off and everyone will have them?
No, because I was unaware that we were going to have this little discussion.
No, that's okay. Well, we'll just wait till it's printed and then everyone can see what was passed by resolution last night at the Audit Risk Governance. CEO, do you want to talk? What has been presented, the chairman of the Audit Risk